Hello, Shirley and Steve. I am a 45-year-old African-American, and my wife is a 43-year-old African-American. I've been married to her for 5 years now. This is my second marriage. We have a 4-year-old child together. My present wife and I they're a very attractive couple. That's what he meant to say. I am 6 feet, 200 pounds, and she is 5 feet, 8, 140 pounds. We are both well-dressed people and take care of our bodies. Church, family values, hard work, sharing the load, we believe in all that. But here's the issue. We dated 2.5 years before we got married, and I got all the cookie I wanted and desired. After the marriage, things slowed down, which I anticipated due to the adjustments of marriage. We went from every other day to once a week. I still romanced, bought flowers, cooked candlelight dinners, gave baths and massages. I even sent her an invitation in the mail to meet me at our favorite spot after work. Sometimes it seems like the perfect moment, and other times she made me feel like she wasn't into it. After the baby was born, it went to once a month or special occasions only. She claims she just doesn't have the desire some nights or just plain tired. I asked her several times if I did or didn't do something. She says no, and each excuse is typical, in parentheses, headache, tired, sleepy, etc. My gut feeling tells me she is not cheating, but just content with having a good husband, house, children, and career. Shirley and Steve, I have tried everything. I cooked more, cleaned more, and spent more time with our child, thinking this would be less things for her to do and take the excuse of being tired away. We did a weekend away, and she made me feel like she was doing me a favor. I asked once more since then for a quick nooner, and she told me she was too sleepy and wait till later. I told her if she didn't come to me, I will not ask again. It's been 3 months now. Women have always flirted with me, but I never paid any attention because I love my wife. But now even my ex-wife begins to look good all over again, especially since she was good in this area of the relationship. I find myself flirting back more and more, but don't want to cross that line with anyone because no one wins if that happens. I don't want another divorce, but at this point, I am not ruling it out. What to do? Signed, Can't Get It at Home. Dear Can't Get It at Home. Okay.
We got a problem here. Yeah. Let me just throw that out.
All right, Code Cracker.
All right, go ahead, though.
Dear Can't Get It at Home, if you are all that you say you are in this letter, then your wife must be crazy. I mean, that's the only conclusion I can come to, if you're all that you say you are in this letter. And then to your wife, I say, come on, you know, don't give your man a reason to go to another woman. You know, a lot of them don't even need a reason. They
go
do
on,
it.
Go Shirley. Keep it real. Go on, girl.
They do it. But
tell him what you want.
But I say, just don't push him into the arms of another woman. Marriage work. Shut up, Steve. And sex is major. You know, you got to get
don't
in there.
Me.
You got to get in there and do your part. You really do. This is not a one-night stand.
Yeah.
This is a lifetime commitment.
Yes,
you made it. The commitment
back
to be his
up.
Wife for better or for worse till death do you part.
Flip it.
But, you know, you've dropped the ball in this one, wifey. And you, my brother, sound like a good man. I mean, according to your letter, you sound like a good man.
Not for long.
Your wife is tripping. I'm asking you to stop the flirting. Hold off on all of that. Not
that.
Cheat. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. You say you've tried everything.
I'm chomping at the dick.
You say you've tried everything to help this situation, cooked, clean more, all that.
Try something else.
I'm asking you to try at least one more thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's, of course, I'm going to say it, marriage counseling for you two. If your wife is not cheating, and I do say counseling, you owe it to yourself and the marriage to find out, she is disconnected.
What the counselor finna say?
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. She's wrong.
What is the counselor finna say, though?
Look, she's got to come to that conclusion on her own. Come on,
Well, Can't Get It at Home, Mr. 45-year-old. I see something altogether different in this letter. I agree with everything Shirley was saying except all this here. But see, you're going to cheat, and I'm going to tell you why you're going to cheat. Because it's all about you. No, I'm telling you, this letter about him. First of all, let me ask you something. I'm a 45-year-old African-American, and my wife is a 43-year-old African-American. What the hell that got to do with the damn letter? Don't nobody care that y'all African American. It's just that you done wrote this white letter in here. Now you trying to let everybody know you black now because you think you in a white situation. Don't try to put it on white people. White people think this letter sound crazy too. So this is not a white situation. So what you ain't finna do is sit up here and go, I'm a 45-year-old African American man to a 43-year-old. We don't care what color you is. You stupid. And white people think you stupid now. And you ain't finna make this a racial issue. We black, so we going through this. Everybody go through this. Nobody care nothing about your color, man. And then you just fully yourself. This letter, our whole letter really about you. This is my second marriage. We have a 4-year-old child together. My present wife, we're a very attractive couple. I'm 6 feet, 200 pounds, and she 5'8", 140. That don't make you fine. You know how many 6 foot ugly people I know? You know how many 5 foot, 745 pound women, when I see them coming, I damn near cross the street. That don't make you an attractive couple because you 6 foot, 200 pounds. You skinnier than me. 6 feet, 200 pounds. Maybe you rail thin, which really is going to get into what's really wrong in this letter. I think you're more than you really are. You and your little half good-looking wife. She probably ain't good-looking at all, and you probably ain't attractive at all either. The two ugly people got together, now y'all can't stand the sight of each other. That's what it really sound like to me. And what you writing a letter for? You're a 45-year-old man. What's your ass writing a letter to Steve for? You know I'm a clown, but you gonna write the letter in anyway. That's how I know it's some shaky mess going on. Now you talking about other women are attracted to me, and I'm thinking about I don't want to cheat. Yes, you do. You think about it. You done already done it because it's all about you. If you knew that the cookie was going to slow down because of the marriage and the responsibility and not a baby, where's your understanding at? Well, let me break it down for you, player. Because here's what I think really going on. You say even your ex-wife looking good to you because she was good in that area. Everybody good in that area. Everybody. But I don't hear nobody saying you good in that area. I think what the problem is, 45-year-old African-American man, is that you ain't worth a damn in the bed. I think that's why everybody don't mind sustaining cooking from you, because maybe you ain't as attractive and as in shape as you think you are. Maybe when they give you the cookie, it's more like, it ain't cooking. Maybe it ain't cookie to them. It's cookie to you. It's cornbread to them. See, everybody don't like cornbread. Everybody like a good cookie, but everybody don't like cornbread. You passing out cornbread-style loving, and you want to call it a cookie. Maybe you ain't breaking it off like you supposed to break it off, because I got news for you. I take my wife on a trip somewhere for a weekend. I can't tell you right now. We have security knocking on our door.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.